This is Naked Oceans with Helen Scales and Sarah Castor-Perry. This month we're talking marine protected areas, or MPAs, those parts of the oceans that are set aside to allow marine life to recover and stay healthy and abundant. Coming up, we'll hear about a new generation of MPAs that will soon be appearing around the English coast. But first, let's catch up on some of the latest news from the marine world. So, Sarah, what have you got for us?
Well, I've got a really interesting story about mangrove killifish. These tiny little fish are native to Florida and Central and South America, and as the name suggests, they live in mangroves in coastal areas. The killifish are really pretty amazing because they can survive huge differences in salt levels in the water that they live in, and they can also survive out of water for up to several weeks. Now, a team from the University of Guelph in Ontario, Canada, wanted to find out how they managed to survive out of the water. Most fish can't live out of water because as soon as they're in air, their gills collapse because of the surface tension of the water on them, and they can no longer get enough oxygen to survive, get rid of waste products, or maintain their internal ion or salt balance. And the team led by Danielle LeBlanc hypothesized that the fish must be exchanging water, ions, and oxygen across their skin instead. They tested the fish by keeping them in humid air on a moist surface of either fresh or salt water for 9 days and measuring the physiological changes. They found that the fish had as many ionocytes, now those are cells for exchanging ions and maintaining salt balance in the body, in their skin as in their gills, and that the cells increase in size when the fish are exposed to air. And by using radioactive isotopes of sodium and hydrogen, they showed that ions were definitely being exchanged across the skin when the gills were out of action. This allowed the fish to mostly maintain their ion balance when out of water. The gill physiology actually also changed when the fish were in air, with cells clumping the lamellae of the gills together to protect them and to reduce the surface area for water loss. And they found that both the changes in the skin and the gills were reversible when the fish were put back into water. So it's pretty cool that the fish have evolved to cope with this hugely changeable environment of the mangroves and that we're now understanding their adaptations a bit better.
It certainly sounds like killifish go to a bit more of an effort to deal with being out of water than some of the other fish that live at the margins of the ocean, like lungfish, because all they do is wrap themselves up in mud and estivate and just kind of avoid the whole thing. But killifish seem to do a really amazing job at doing that in these remarkable and wonderful ecosystems that are mangroves, with all sorts of creatures living on that weird boundary where life must be really pretty tough.